I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tom was just talking about some things about pleasant smells and what we love to sniff and smell, and we found out some unusual things about Stacy. So I have a break about smells part two. Mine's not going to be as PC. One thing we found out, when Stacy goes to the restroom, she likes to light a match after that.
Number two.
Clear that out.
Wow, thanks for that extra detail.
Like, honestly, we don't need that.
What you use it for.
We got you, yeah.
We assumed, I mean, unless you've been eating asparagus, you don't need the matches for number one.
Why is that? Like, seconds after you eat asparagus.
I got you.
Okay. I'm afraid to have this conversation with Stacy.
Turn your mic off.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be interesting, though, okay? So, it's a good idea to hide the smell after you go to the bathroom. 84% of people do try to cover up the smell. So, I applaud the 15% or whatever that does not try to cover up the smell.
How do you normally if you're not at home and you don't have your equipment?
Well, sometimes you're at a party.
Well, technically, I've always read that when you start, you go ahead and flush. So the initial
courtesy flush.
Yeah,
that's always
that's
good.
I don't want you doing the detail.
So here, and there's a couple unusual ways. Even, the other day, Tom, you were talking about the lady that took the top off her back of her toilet and she was shoving flowers, real life flowers, in the back of her toilet.
Yeah, but that was just for aesthetics and looks, not so much for smell.
But the flowers have to have a scent to them.
So not all of them.
So spraying air freshener, 41% of the people, that was the number one answer. So it's good to have that, especially if you are having a party or a guest over. Put something, by the toilet to help them out. Or if you don't do that, they're looking for perfumes and hairspray, apparently, because people said that's what they will spray if they're in that situation in somebody's house. They'll spray hairspray in there.
Deodorant.
Deodorant, there you go.
And I hate that some air fresheners don't work. They just add to the scent. So now you got two scents.
Most of them actually do that. It's just some are strong enough to bury the first scent, but like your dog smells both things.
Yeah.
Poopery, great thing to spray. It's expensive, but that stuff works.
Yeah.
Using a fan was number two on the list.
I would use the fan no matter what.
Because the noise. You want to cover up that as well. Hey, Stacy, number three, lighting a match.
There you go. Yeah. Told you so.
Who has matches sitting around all the time?
They are hard to find nowadays, unless you go to get the boxes.
Yeah, and I do it fancy. I just got like one of those fancy lighters on the back of the toilet.
I just have a Bic.
It defeats the purpose.
I'm feeling dumber.
Well, Cato fell. He said he had a Bic lighter.
I knew what you were saying.
All right. Potpourri was number four on the list. And then lighting a candle or incense is another thing.
Let me just go in my back pocket here and get out this candle I carry around.
And how long are you in there?
Well, and if you got incense, what are you doing?
Seance. I'm assuming these are free at your house.
Uh-huh. Open up the window is a way people cover up the smell after they go to the restroom.
Wow, how bad is it? Everybody, please get out of the house.
Hey, you know what? Some bathrooms don't have a window.
I got one bathroom that does not.
No crap.
And then spraying perfumes or anything that's lying around is what they'll do to cover up the scent. Now, here's some other unusual things. They say baking soda. Place a bowl of baking soda in the bathroom can absorb the odors.
It does in your fridge.
I know. I'm like, I never thought about that. So it's like you got a box of Arm & Hammer on the back of your toilet.
That's a way to announce to everyone just how bad your IBS is.
Yeah, I know it. And then mixing vinegar with water and spraying it into the air can help neutralize the odors as well.
Gross. That's just really weird.
That's what I'm saying. These are the weird ones. Coffee grounds. You get a bowl of fresh coffee grounds, and that absorbs the odor as well and leaves the room smelling good.
Then you can just use them later when you're done.
Yeah, we're about done with those coffee grounds.
And you know, it does. They do absorb flavor, which is why they are smells. That's why they say never put coffee in your freezer because it will absorb the smell.
I don't want it on the back of the toilet either because I'm like, imagine, this coffee tastes like crap. That was funny.
Folgers in your cup.
Yes.
Hey, Folgers.
Daddy in your cup. Why are we talking about this?
Well, because everybody deals with this. Every day
but we don't
talk
about it.
And then finally, get this. Activated charcoal.
Yep.
The material is highly absorbent and can effectively neutralize odor. So you put charcoal on the back of your toilet, like a little
activated charcoal.
What's that?
That's just a special kind that's made for like filters. If you ever get one of those air filters, it's the black charcoal.
I'm glad you explained that because I was just imagining like on the back of your toilet, it had like a mini grill with the warmed up charcoals just kind of there, you know.
Are you okay?
No, the smell's got to me.
I pictured Stacy grabbing the charcoal from the back of the toilet and huffing it while she's going.
Just put a big old bag of charcoal back there.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because Stacy says she loves the smell of charcoal.
Yes. Right. Actually, I do too. But
I was thinking you could put bounce sheets, like put them in the back of the toilet, but the charcoal, you shove that in your shoes.
You know what? The bounce sheets, you just make it on that toilet roll dispenser right there. Just roll.
You're not supposed to wipe your butt with them.
Exactly. I was going to say, it might scratch you a little bit when you go to wipe the bounce sheet.
I knew that.
How about you try it and you let me know how it goes?
Yeah.
I have already.
And we'll find it.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk, you definitely want to pay attention to this because it's about your town.
Oh.
About Simpsonville.
Oh, I love Simpsonville, man. They have dressed it up. They're dressing up all kinds of cities around us. Fountain Inn, you got TR. I mean, these little towns are dressed them up.
We're going to focus on Simpsonville because they have got some special stuff going on right now.
Oh, really?
I've got my I Love Simpsonville t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then they've also had apparently not just one, but several songs written about the city of Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Hmm.
I found one that's older. I haven't had a chance to listen to it, but it's called Simpsonville.
Okay.
Which I have not had a chance to listen to, but there's a new one out right now called Simpsonville Simply Home.
Oh, okay.
And so I want to try to share that with you guys right now. Just a portion of it so you can hear this, but it's by a gentleman. Let me pull up his name here.
I'm just curious now, is this like worldwide or just for us only in Simpsonville?
It's a B exclusive.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Everything's worldwide now.
Now it's our world premiere here on the Hawk and Tom Show. It's New Music Friday.
This is Steve Eager and Friends, and it's sponsored actually by the city of Greenville, which I thought was kind of interesting. But I'm going to play this portion of the song for you just to get a taste of it.
Simply Simpsonville, you're so beautiful, suitable, perfect for me. Simply Simpsonville, you're a treasure, a pleasure, most definitely. I might be far away, but my heart will always stay back where
that could be like the theme song for a local TV show. Like, you know.
Well, it could be a theme song for Simpsonville.
They call it the Simpsonvilles.
I picture the Simpsons.
Yeah.
I pictured a commercial for Simpsonville and a drone floating over, over Main Street, over Heritage Park.
And they have
back.
A video and it has some of that on
really?
It. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what inspired this song. I guess obviously the person who wrote it loved Simpsonville.
Absolutely.
It was his wife grew up in Simpsonville, and he just talks about how she grew up in the town and the changes, and it's because you played a snippet of it, but it's like a love song to him and his wife in the city of Simpsonville, which they love.
Wow, you sound like a spokesperson. Very impressive.
I think it's beautiful. At first you're like, but then you see the video and then you just hear the hook again. You're like, I feel so good. I am just simply home in Simpsonville.
Yeah, but you know what? You don't notice there's not any other songs about places here in the upstate.
But I'd like to hear that. Like Pumpkin Town.
Walla's a town where we roam.
Possum Kingdom. Possum Kingdom. Possum Kingdom. Possum Kingdom.
Yeah.
Oh, like yours was grand. I'm
Well, if you want to see more from Steve Eager and you want to see the video, you can either go to the Simpsonville Residents Facebook page or YouTube.
We'll put it on our page.
Well, okay. Honestly, I think they should like play that song from the clock tower. Like just play that song.
Top of every hour.
Yeah, top of every hour. Just play that song.
What's scary is there are so many different towns. If we get a song for every town, it would just take days to get them all. So Simpsonville got the jump on everyone. I do want to check out the other Simpsonville song that just sounds like it might be a treat, but I haven't had a chance to pre-listen to it yet.
Then maybe they were just forgetting words as they were singing it. You know how you go, Simpsonville.
That's the title of the song. I don't think they forgot. But anyway, I think this is a great song for us to just maybe make an anthem for Simpsonville.
Yeah, my hometown. 29681. Representing.
Simply Simpsonville, you're so beautiful, suitable, perfect for me. Simply Simpsonville, you're a treasure, a pleasure, most definitely. I might be far away, but my heart will always stay back where my memories roam. Simply Simpsonville, simply home.
Yay. Let's raise the Simpsonville flag. Oh, we don't have one.
Oh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
So Tom, I know when you have something to do around the house and, you know, Jamie starts to nag you a little bit to get that thing done, what's it that you say? I forget. Like if she's nagging you to, I don't know, do maybe a do-it-yourself job.
I tell her, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Don't nag me every 6 months about it.
That's the best. I love that one.
I do too.
Well, you know what? They ask the guys, what do you do when your significant other starts to nag you around the house? Now, Stacy, I would not, I'd say you're not someone that nags a lot.
It depends on what it is. Okay. But I mean, I know that I've been nagging too much when I'm like, John!
Okay, and he doesn't respond?
And there's nothing.
Well, he's not here.
Yeah. So these are the things that guys do. And I was surprised by some of these because it has to start an argument. So when you, and you know what? This is interesting. The women on the survey said that they didn't even realize they were nagging their man.
Wow.
It's like they don't even look at his reaction or anything. They don't even realize it.
One thing I do know that I nag him about, I tell him to call his parents. Hey, John, have you called your mom lately? Yeah, I will this weekend. And I nag him until he does it.
So he doesn't call regularly?
Not regularly, okay. No.
Yeah. But the thing is, you can't tell them they're nagging. So if they don't know, you can't tell them. Because that'll just start a fight.
Another fight, yeah.
Yeah, but since I'm not in a relationship with Stacy, that's nagging him. Stop it.
So this is what happens. All right, they get quiet. They won't say anything. So might be their feelings are hurt. Might be they're in that other room listening, going, listening to her yelling for me right now. All right, next on the list, they drink if they have been nagged so much. That's pretty major right there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? If she's like yelling at you and nagging and you just go to the liquor cabinet or something and start pouring you a stiff drink, that's got to get the point across.
And it turns around, you drive me to drink.
Yeah. Some of them get mad, so they will fight back. That's when they start having a problem right there.
That's kind of like what I do. I just get frustrated. Okay, I'm like, stop nagging.
Okay, that's good. The way, here's the top four.
Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Top four things to do here. They turn up the TV or their cell phone when they're nagging them. So the guy's just sitting there on his cell phone, and she starts to complain, and he's just turning up the volume.
Well, think about it. You're minding your own business. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong. And all of a sudden, she wants to pick a fight.
Yeah.
She brings up something out of, like, oh, you haven't called your mother most recently enough. And you're like, I was sitting here minding my own business.
That does not mean that it's going to start a fight.
Does
when
it?
When you gently remind, and then when they don't comply after a few days and you have to remind again, you know, do your job. Told you what to
That's
do.
Not
go
my
do
job.
It.
I mean, I don't have a job to call my parents.
It's, what's so funny is what you describe it. It's like a gentle nudge, just in the right direction.
Yes, yes. And then when after a couple of days or a week or 6 months, then you really got to get feisty with you.
You know, I don't know the statistics exactly, but I would be willing to bet a paycheck that nagging is probably top three on the list of divorce reasons.
Oh, that's pretty extreme, though.
No, it's not.
Well, but here's the thing, is nagging, you call it nagging, but it really is something that you should be doing. You need to get done.
Says you.
Changing that light bulb, taking out the trash, picking up those socks.
What if you took it back on her? Like, well, did you do the dishes or the clothes in the laundry basket?
Yeah, you get your checklist done before you come to me, all right? All right, top three things that guys do when their significant other starts to nag. They give in and actually do the chore. So it works in some cases.
And I guess it depends on, like, if you've got people coming over for dinner and she wants you to mow the lawn before they get there, and you're just sitting on the couch and she's been, you've been planning it for a week.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not nagging. That's, he needs to step up at that point.
It's still nagging, but it's justified nagging.
Okay. I like that.
Number two on the list, they will just tune them out. They're sitting there, they're in the kitchen, they're do this, and they'll just ignore them and tune them out. I'm like, maybe they put their fingers in their ears going, la, 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 I can't hear you, I can't hear you. That's pretty extreme.
I can't tune out, but I will grumble underneath my breath.
Oh, there you go.
Freaking nag.
I think you can learn to tune out, because I'll talk to a friend of mine, and her dog barks a lot in the background.
Yeah.
Well,
it's distracting.
I get to where I don't even hear it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, because I just tune the dog barking out until she says something to the dog, and then it comes to my attention that, yeah, that dog's
See, I'd be right the opposite. I could not be able to have the conversation. She's sitting there tuning the dog out.
Me too. That would just make me more mad.
I would, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I tune the dog out.
No, we're saying it would drive us crazy if she's not letting the dog bother her.
Yeah, it's like she's like, it's like babies sometimes. Like the mom's heard it over and over, and then you're sitting there going, would you be, shut that kid up, you know?
Like, here, I got a sock we can put in his mouth.
Here's the number one thing that I thought was very interesting. That guys do when the significant other starts to nag, they'll just leave the room and walk out. I'm like, good grief. Like I said, that's very disrespectful. Just
what do you mean?
Turn your back on her and just walk out the door when she's
nagging is disrespectful.
Well, it is, but I'm like, that's very disrespectful just to turn your back on somebody and leave the room.
But if you're walking out to do the chore, she's nagging him about.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
True.
He's walking out to go get that drink.
That'd be pretty funny, though, if you could, you know, maybe have something on your forehead, like you could just unlike the conversation or whatever. You just push the button, like, unlike this conversation, like you would do on Facebook or something.
Oh, I'll just delete.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? You start to say, hi, can you go out there and cut the grass like I asked you 2 days ago? And then they just give you a thumbs down.
Yeah. All right. Well, you work it out however you want to. We ain't telling you how to run your marriage, your relationships. But Stacy might.
Listen, it's okay. I think it's okay to nag. If something's got to get done, you nag.
Okay.
And then it'll get done.
What's the percentage of the nagging that you do? Like, you're saying 30% is good, or is it like, because 100% is not good?
Well, you really do have to weigh what it is that you're nagging about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's something like, I don't know, take the clothes out of the dryer. Okay, that's not a big deal. But if it's like cutting the grass or fixing a hole in the wall and the air is escaping,
this is worth destroying the marriage over.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
A lot of information on robots this week. We talked about robots that were made more human by swearing when they would make a mistake or bump into something. And Hawk actually brought up how funny it would be if your Roomba was bouncing off the wall and saying darn it every time it hit the wall.
Yeah.
That would actually make it fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'd turn Netflix off.
I know, right?
You get you some popcorn and a drink, just watch your Roomba.
Invite a date night, you know.
We also learned that dogs will actually take commands from human-like robots. Now, they don't look at dog-like robots and think that they're real, but a human-like robot, they will actually do sit and all that kind of stuff for them, especially if the human-like robot gives them treats. But there's also some robot stories that are pretty scary, and today Amazon has released one of those. They are actually creating robots with AI software that will replace people, and they're already testing them in an indoor warehouse where these robots that are humanoid, they look like people robots.
Yeah.
They walk around with two legs and two arms and a head, and they pick up packages and put them in the mail slots so that these things go out. And that's what a lot of people do for Amazon as a living right now.
So they can read the package and figure out
all of that. I mean, they got barcode scanners in them, so they're reading stuff that people wouldn't be able to read.
I prefer my robots with wheels. The other ones that look like people creep me out a little bit.
I like them.
I'm on a dog robot.
They make those. They're called Aibo.
But I mean, they have to get rid of all their employees for these robots. Then all these employees are unemployed. They can't afford to buy stuff on Amazon, so their sales drops.
You know, that's an interesting question, Cato. I don't know enough about economics to know if that's the way it works or if the people buying this stuff wasn't Amazon employees to begin with. They were probably just stealing it.
I made a D in economics, so I don't know either.
Okay. I mean, it's a good question. But they say this is going to happen sooner than later, partly because of AIs making the robots much smarter, much faster, but also because they don't want to pay for health insurance plans. The robots are much cheaper to maintain than people are.
Somebody needs to do something with our health insurance because
I know
it's outrageous.
So messed up. You know what's crazy? As bad as our health insurance is, people are coming from Britain and Canada here because it's better than theirs. Oh, wow. So ours, as bad as it is better than some of the others.
But imagine an 89-year-old robot. I think it's going to need a lot of work.
Not as much as an 89-year-old person.
But you never
know. And you're talking about 89 years from now.
But you never know. Well, that's true. It's like in the future, they can worry about that problem.
Because right now, they're brand new.
But I'm thinking that you say robots are less expensive than humans, but they may not be in the future.
Because you just throw it out and get a new cheap one.
If they are made in China, it's true.
It's when they throw it at a retirement party and retire it to the trash.
Yeah, they can skip that too. They don't have to do any of the human stuff.
Yeah.
No retirement watch, no pension plan. You just turn it off.
I mean, what kind of office is that going to be to work in?
You're not. There's no people going to be working in there.
Is the receptionist just going to sit there by herself all day?
Yeah. The receptionist will be a robot, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
the
that's
boss
the
is
thing.
A robot.
That's why they talk about, you're talking about economics, they're talking about a minimum subsistence living or a basic subsistence living, which means no one will work and we'll all get checks from the government that's enough just to pay the basic bills so we don't starve to death.
But the good thing is this won't happen in our lifetime. Most likely it'll be our kids' lifetime, so we won't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be worried about the next 20 years.
Now, have you ever had the drone from Amazon drop your gift off?
No, they only do that in limited areas.
Okay, I thought that was going to be worldwide.
It was, but it hasn't happened yet. They've only done it in limited areas.
So we won't see these robots.
Probably not.
I don't think we'll see these drones.
I think robots are going to happen faster than the drones. Because the robots, they've already got a lot of, they've got those ones that don't look like people. They just sit there like on a platform and spin around and do stuff. Cars are built with robots.
I'll be honest, I've had some packages wind up at my front porch. It looked like a drone dropped it from the sky. And I'm like, what in the world happened to that package?
And I had a friend whose drone dropped it next door at the wrong house.
Yeah.
Was it a drone or a person?
I was just
kidding. It was a person, and that's why they're getting rid of the people, because they make mistakes.
Oh. Yeah.
The robots probably don't. This but if squirrel. They do, they'll cuss.
You know, watch iRobot. iRobot.
That is not a documentary, just to let you know.
We're going that way.
I mean, we're going to WALL-E.
What's so funny is you. Every time we bring up robots, you bring up that movie.
That's the only one I've seen.
And then when we bring up idiots on the show, you bring up
Idiocracy.
Exactly.
It's the only idiot show I've seen, except for this one.
And I always bring up WALL-E when we talk about the future, because that's what it's going to be.
Oh, and wow. I always bring up The Wizard of Oz.
There's no place like home.
Yeah, never mind.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.